Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More preaching team out of Webster, Wisconsin, and her preaching today is entitled Doubting and Believing.
In the Gospel for today, the Apostle Thomas meets the resurrected Lord. Thomas has gone down in history as the one who doubted, poor, doubting Thomas. He could not believe that this was really Jesus in front of him, unless he could put his fingers into the wounds of Jesus' body. Jesus said this to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." All of us doubt, and we all struggle because we believe without seeing. Regarding my personal faith, I truly believe that I will enjoy bodily resurrection when I die. But some days, I get afraid of dying, and I start to doubt. I start to doubt if God can really love me just the way I am. But then, by God's grace, my belief is always stronger than my puny doubts here. Today, right now, I believe I am saved through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and I believe that this salvation is for everyone. I have some regular doubts. Doubts about how effectively, for instance, we as a human family are solving some of the worst humanitarian crises, such as conquering the COVID disease, COVID virus globally, and in an equitable way. The massive migration of peoples from their homelands, violence, especially gun violence, child sex trafficking, bigotry and racism, saving democracy, and on and on. I wish I could, like Thomas, put my finger into the wounds of the bodies of these oppressed persons to know, yes, Jesus is here, is with us. Then, if I could do that, I would believe that Jesus is helping us find resurrection from all that suffering, but most importantly, is helping find global solutions to create life out of death. I do find it easier to believe when people like Pope Francis and President Joe Biden regularly remind us that nothing is beyond our capabilities if we have hope and if we work together as the body of Christ. So with regard to this doubting and believing, I'm learning that we give each other evidence to believe and to conquer our doubts. This is our faith. I can name a few new reasons I can believe rather than doubt. Over this past year, I have seen bonds of friendship grow and deepen in my own family, in my congregation, and in my neighborhood like never before. And in lots of places where I look here and around the world, I have noticed signs of caring and serving, signs of kindness, signs of love and sacrifice. Thomas was a doubter, but he was also a believer. we are the same. Sometimes we doubt and sometimes we believe. Doubts lead to belief. But then we doubt some more, and then we find new reasons to believe, and so on. Sometimes I feel strong in my beliefs. Sometimes I feel weak. In a similar way, I think of that parable of the sheep and the goats. The sheep did the right thing. The goats messed up. So which one am I? I think we are all sometimes sheep and all sometimes goats. Sometimes doubters and sometimes believers. God loves us just the way we are in our complexities and our contradictions. Knowing this, we too can respond along with Thomas, my Lord and my God.